Epic on Pirate.
Hello, welcome to the inaugural Ethical Pirates podcast.
Hello.
Hello.
So, I think starter for 10, just to explain to everybody who we are.
Good idea.
So, I'll go first.
Sure.
So, I'm Mark Gross, co-founder of Logistics Labs. Have a background of around 20 plus years in logistics, freight, dot-com businesses, moved around the world, etc. That's me.
All around decent egg. I'm David Emerson. I'm also co-founder of Logistics Labs and much the same career in logistics, supply chain, freight forwarding, e-commerce, general, all-around.
Global legend.
Hello, I'm Dean Townsend, also co-founder of Logistics Labs. About 25 years in the freight forwarding logistics business, and in most recent years in technology and cross-border taxation solutions.
Get you.
Look at me.
Get you, Doris.
Why Ethical Pirates? It's a name that we overheard in a conversation, actually, wasn't it, Dean, when we were in...
It was, and then you immediately went on your laptop and bought the domain.
While we were still sat in the meeting.
Yeah. Which is brilliant, because Mark's only bought about 105 this week, which we pay for, and we never use any of them. But we will be using this one.
If anybody wants to buy Saustaub.com, which is pig fat in German, I own that domain. That was one of our less successful businesses.
Yeah.
So Ethical Pirates, and I think it resonated with us because obviously of the maritime connection and the way that we see freight forwarding. And I think if you've been in the freight forwarding logistics background, you spend a lot of your time navigating the grey, you know, and whereas, you know, that's kind of our job, being in the middleman, and, you know, it's a globalized industry, and it's kind of, but we never step over the line, but you kind of sail close to the line.
Yep.
And that kind of, you know, the pirate thing of ultimately it's, you know, not like a buried treasure pirate, but more of a...
Do that again? That was quite good.
I can't do it again. I've got a very bad hangover, as you know.
Yeah.
But more as a kind of, you know, ultimately if you're in freight forwarding, your ultimate role is to make money for that business. And people are fairly cutthroat in the way that they do that, right?
The second oldest... job in the world, right?
I just thought we'd named it after the letter in our building.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
I didn't get that out.
Shit, Dean. Not a great start.
So that's the principle behind Ethical Pirates. And I think as we go through this journey, some of the stories that will be told will resonate with the kind of principle behind the podcast, and, you know, it should all gel together. Make sense?
Totally.
Excellent.
So why are we doing it? And why are we doing this amazing podcast? I think that we felt that this was something that most of the podcasts you listen to in logistics, freight, supply chain, e-commerce are really good, but they're quite general in their context of their subjects. And they can be a little bit
boring.
Is that me or them? But they can be a little bit dull and a little bit technical. And we just wanted to, I guess, liven it up, but make it more broad, because the whole thing of logistics supply chain is that it is massively broad. You go from, you know, air freight to sea freight. You go from e-commerce to bulk. You go to two-man. You go all this different stuff. And I think we just wanted to make sure that we include everything and everyone. And that then brought us to who the audience would be and who this was for, Dean.
Yes. So I think, again, it's going to appeal, we hope, to a vast range of people, because, you know, the freight forwarding logistics world has been around for a long time. It's one of the oldest businesses. But the landscape's changing with technology, e-com, all them services. So, you know, for me, I think, you know, who's it for? It's for the startups in this world, and kind of, you might have the best idea, but
I think I've got the best idea.
You have.
I'm not sure we've ever had the best idea.
Monkey Tennis Grand Prix. Yeah.
And unfortunately, when you're in a startup, you are everything. You're the operator. You're the CFO. You know, you're the HR, you've got to do everything right. But within that, it's having a plan and making sure you've got the right resource and what you outsource, how you get funding. You know, our business is about giving, you know, investment, but advice as well. And I think for us to kind of give some of that information
like
back.
Insights.
Yeah, insights, getting tap into it, do's, don'ts, just to help people on their journey, really.
I was going to say, I think that the logistics world, freight forwarding, has always been a bit of a community, global community. You know, it's kind of like...
Shameless.
And I think that I'd like it if people from all over the industry were listening to it and it created some camaraderie and some thing that's always been there, but it's kind of a bit kind of unsaid and just kind of happens. And we're probably used to it because it's the only industry that most of us have ever worked in.
Yeah.
And we know it's a bit of a village, yeah, but it's also something that I think we take for granted. So a bit of light relief, maybe some interesting. I mean, I think our guests that we've got lined up are really interesting.
They've got to have some spectacular stories as well.
They are going to have some spectacular stories.
Yes, heavily censored stories. Not mentioning any names, places. Anyone in this could be purely fictional. So.
Yeah.
Do we need to get everyone who listens to the podcast to sign an NDA?
I think a waiver is probably more appropriate.
Yeah.
So, and I think it's, you know, there are a lot of people in the corporate side of this business. So it's not just, you know, the startups and I guess the dynamic, but everybody does their stint in the corporate world. Some people see it all the way through that journey, you know, and I think it's getting the different perspectives from big company people as well as startups and tech companies and these kind of things. So it's a broader appeal, right?
I think anyone that's involved in moving stuff around the world or domestically or whatever should have an interest in this podcast.
Yeah.
Maybe not in every episode.
No.
Because some of them are going to be, you know, maybe not, they're going to be maybe a little bit more specific, but in general, have an interest in the series and the outcome.
And I think there's always something relevant going on in the world relating to supply chain. Baltimore happened yesterday.
Yesterday.
Right? Terrible, a major crisis. I think the port of Baltimore is shut at the moment. Yep. I read that it's costing $15 million a day. So, you know, that, you know, I think the previous major event was, you know, what, a month before that? And there's always something significantly being
impacted. Suez Canal.
Yeah. You've got the Red Sea, that's all going off. So,
good point.
To be around sea freight a lot at the moment, though.
Yeah. So thinking about how we're going to lay this out, we're going to have a 6 or 7 series with a few episodes in each series. And the series are going to be focused on certain topics because we thought that would, didn't we? We thought that would play out quite nicely to do it that way.
Build a storyline.
Yeah, build a story. So we're going to have startups. So we're going to talk to companies that are in the startup business in logistics and supply chain. We're going to then have some disruptors, so people who are disrupting the business, looking at things in a different way.
As in mixing it up as opposed to the negative connotation of disruption.
Yeah, not people that are just buggering it up.
Yeah.
People that are...
Although we know some of them.
We do.
Plenty of them offer.
Yeah, exactly. There's
3 of them in the room right now.
Then we're going to have the Transformers, people, not obviously from the TV show. Then we're going to have some enablers, people that are enabling business to happen. So founders of businesses, people who run businesses that enable things to happen in logistics and supply chain, who are often the unsung heroes.
And is that's also like people that we've partnered with, people who complement what we do, and then also people that we've walked into other walks of life who make a massive difference but aren't part of that core business, right?
Exactly. And then innovators, so people who are really innovating and trying to change the business and turn things on their head and do things differently. And then the final series is with industry legends. So we want to talk to...
How we laugh.
We want to have some really great insight from legends, but I think we'll get insight from everyone. Everyone will be looking at it differently, and I think there should be something for every listener.
And I think we'll build the legends into the journey of the podcast, so that when they finally revealed at the end, there's a reason why the relevance. You already, as an audience, should have a bit of a rapport with them, because you know you'll have seen while they've got to that sort of eventual legend status.
Exactly. How did they get to be a legend?
Exactly. Exactly.
And always a fun story at the end.
I think all, you know, I'd say that all of these people are going to have some stories, right? I mean, you'd hope, otherwise. We're not gonna have any listeners. We're just gonna have our mums.
I was once in The Chemist, and Paul Daniels, the famous magician, was in there, and the woman behind the counter just going to him, "Go on, do something funny," and he was just dying on it. He obviously had like the flu.
Is that why he was? Yeah. Is that why he was in the pharmacist?
It was kind of like that on the spot to do a story. It's the same sort of thing. It's yeah. like trying to be funny is very difficult.
That's
as clearly demonstrated. Okay, no, so that's kind of it. We hope that that all makes sense to our would-be listeners and future listeners. And
both of them.
Oh, come on, we should have five or six at least. And we look forward to episode one, series one, coming to you soon.
Coming to you soon.
Coming in your ears.